One of the most alarming facts, I think, that we have to address as a nation is that today, and I want everybody to hear this, an upper-income male lives 15 years longer than the poorest male. And the gap between women is 10 years.
A 10 to 15 year gap in life expectancy between the top and bottom 1% seems like a suspiciously big difference. Are Senator Sanders' claims rooted in evidence, or are they exaggerated to make a point? This figure is from a 2016 paper in JAMA. The x-axis shows household income percentile, and the y-axis shows life expectancy, with women in red and men in blue. If you compare the top and bottom 1%, there are differences for men of about 15 years and women about 10 years. His statement is exactly in line with the evidence. Second, this inequality got worse over time. Between 2001 and 2014, life expectancy increased for the top 5% of earners by 2.3 years for men and 2.9 years for women, but by only 0.3 years for men and 0.04 years for women in the bottom 5%. Some example factors that can influence health include access to public parks near your home, proximity to industrial sites or other sources of pollution, proximity to stores that sell healthy foods versus just fast foods or convenience stores, proximity to healthcare, and many more. Unfortunately, studying health inequities has recently been labeled woke, and I'm concerned whether these topics may see decreased funding from government programs in the not-so-distant future.